Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Master Your Mind podcast with your host, me, Lisa. This is going to be a short intro episode just talking about what you can expect from the Master Your Mind podcast. So let's get right into it. Why did I call this podcast Master Your Mind? It's mostly because that's the number one most important thing to do in order to really thrive in life from my research and just from my experience up until now. At this point, I am 33 years old. I'm going to be 34 in 2 weeks or maybe a week now. I'm losing track of time. But that's really the number one most important thing that once I learned it, my life really changed. And that's not to say that I have completely mastered it at this point. I think it's a lifelong journey, but I definitely see major results and major changes in the way that I think. Since I started doing this work around 5 or 6 years ago now. Is it seven? It might be seven. So I have been working on mastering my mind for a really long time. And just a little bit of backstory. I found this work when I was going through the toughest point in my life, which is generally, I think, when we get introduced to these kinds of things, we're looking for answers. We're looking for things that will help us change our current experience. And I was definitely looking for something to change while I was in a deep, deep depression. And I remember at that point not even thinking that things could change. Like, everything was just so terrible. I was in a really abusive job. I was in an abusive relationship. I had really just estranged myself from my friends and family, and I was just in a really dark place. And I hired a life coach as like a last resort. I'm like, I don't know. I can't seem to be figuring my way out of this. I need help. And so kudos to me, to Lisa, you know, all those years ago that took notice of that and took action on finding someone that could help. And I hired a life coach named Brian Reeves. Maybe some of you have heard of him. He is truly amazing and he really changed my life. Because he not only helped me get out of the deep depression that I was in, I just remember sitting there and talking to him and being like, he's like, so what's the best case scenario that could happen? And I'm like, there is none. There is nothing that could make my life better. Like, it just sucks. Everything is horrible and it will never change. And I remember fully, fully believing that. And I laugh now looking back on it because I just have so much love and compassion for that girl that really, I didn't know. I didn't know that there was another way out. And I'm just so grateful that he really introduced me to manifesting and just so many things, so many ideas, books, Abraham Hicks. I started reading, you know, a lot of that stuff. And slowly I started pulling myself out of the depression. And yeah, I totally made it to the complete opposite side of just being so happy, so positive. And that was all just by changing my thinking and reparenting, which we'll talk about too. But yeah, there was a lot of work done those first 2-3 years to really pull myself out of that depression. And slowly, I did make it out. A lot of journaling. There was just so many things. A lot of taking care of myself. And I'm so proud of the work that I've done, and I am so excited about it because I know that it works. I have done it myself, and I've also done it the opposite way, where I have proven to myself in the past that speaking to yourself negatively will also put you in a really negative mindset and a really negative life situation. I'll just touch on it a little bit here. Maybe I'll get into it and I can do like a full episode about it later. But when I was in high school, I talked myself into hating myself, basically. It goes so much deeper than that, but I would look in the mirror and tell myself that I hated myself. And for various reasons that I could get into at another time, but this was meant to be a light little intro episode. But anyway, just to prove, I have seen the proof that it goes the opposite way. And I have gone through various, you know, depressive times in my life. And so, yeah, at the end of high school, I put myself in that situation and really, you know, speaking the negativity into existence brought it about, but also wanting that was also kind of like what also pushed me into speaking to myself that way, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I was in a depressive time in my life. And so then I was just like, let me just put the nail in the coffin here and just speak it to myself. And I would look in the mirror and tell myself that I hated myself. And wow, did that work, and did it work quickly. It's just so sad to think about now that I just didn't have the proper care at that time. Just parental care, because I was a child. I was under 18 years old, and, you know, it's sad to look back and think that I didn't have that support, the proper support that could have prevented that from happening. But I am so grateful for that experience, because I can see how, you know, speaking to yourself, the way you speak to yourself really brings about a huge change in your life, whether it's speaking to yourself positively or speaking to yourself negatively. And I'm sure you all have experienced that in your life, where you have this like loop of thoughts in your mind that is just like, you're such an idiot. You know, anytime you do something wrong, or you say something at the wrong time or something, like immediately in your head, like the thought loop goes like, you're such an idiot, you're so stupid, why would you do that? And if we can change that loop, it will greatly affect and change the way we experience life going forward. And so that's really what I just really want to express and show, just by calling this podcast Master Your Mind, because it is the number one most important thing. And there's a lot of steps to it. You know, like myself, when I first started doing this work 7 years ago, I couldn't even see any like a positive like ray of light. I couldn't see anything. And so it takes some time to get to the point where you can even allow yourself to think more positive thoughts. And it could take you time, and I just want to let you know that that is okay if you're not there yet. But I think the wanting to want to find that way is such a glimmer of hope and so important. And you might be already like on your way, you know, you might be doing this work. And so I'd love this to just be another reminder, and hopefully you'll gain some other insight that maybe you've never heard of before. And something might spark something in you to move forward on your journey of positive thinking and mastering your mind and your thoughts. And that's really why I'm here. And I'm so excited to be doing this work, and to be supporting you in this way if you're listening. So if you made it to the end of this podcast, I so appreciate it. And I appreciate you being here. And I am always available for a coaching call, if you just want to do a 30-minute free coaching call to just get an idea of what we can do together. I'm so happy to support you there. You can contact me in the notes of this episode. You'll find all the places you can contact me. And if you just want to listen, so happy you're here. And that's pretty much it. So until next time, I love you guys. Bye.